cloudy and 64 degrees in Nashville. We do expect mostly sunny skies today with a high in the upper 80s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News 704. Yet another person has died inside Trousdale Turner Correctional Center over the weekend. CoreCivic, the private operator of the troubled prison, confirmed the death in a statement emailed to WPLN. It says a staff found the man unresponsive. He was then transported to a nearby hospital where he was pronounced dead. He was identified by the Department of Corrections as 72-year-old Clayton Thompson. Trousdale has routinely been cited for having the highest number of deaths for a male prison in the country, prompting a Justice Department investigation in 2024. The facility has long been plagued with high staff turnover, violence, and sexual assaults. An athletics-focused charter school proposed by former Tennessee Titan Kevin Dyson is still in need of approval by the Metro Board of Education. A vote is expected this month. Dyson says the high school plans to require each student to be part of a team, to prioritize health and wellness, and to learn about careers in pro sports.
There's all these opportunities in the world of sports that go beyond just the playing field or court. And I wanted to bring that in and give kids opportunities to explore potential jobs in the world of sports, sports agents, like stuff as a kid, I can sit there and say I had no idea.
Dyson played for the Tennessee Titans and was part of the team's Super Bowl run, including the Music City Miracle. However, his career was cut short, which led him to pivot into education. On our midday show, This is Nashville, Dyson talks about earning his doctorate and serving as a public school principal in Williamson County. If approved, his charter school called Music City Academy is slated to open in fall of 2027. A three-mile stretch of the Natchez Trace Parkway, including its iconic double arch bridge, will soon close for roughly a year. The National Park Service says the closure is to add a permanent pedestrian safety barrier. The Nashville Scene has reported that dozens of people have died by suicide at the 32-year-old bridge. During construction, the bridge will be closed to drivers, bikers, and pedestrians, and there will be a 7.5-mile detour along the parkway. The closure starts tomorrow and is set to continue into early next year. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.